Well, I mean, we continue national responsibilities as usual. I mean, the meeting must, as far as I'm concerned, we continue to work for the people of Zimbabwe, and we continue the deliberations that we have always been doing. Even when our colleagues were not there, the work of the country was still being handled by the ministers who were coming to attend cabinet, and I think that is going to continue.
So the agenda for Wednesday will still be carried on?
Of course, certainly, yes.
Some Zimbabweans think that there's too much rift in the government, and some have blamed it on the ZANU-PF. What is the ZANU-PF's position on such criticism?
Well, I think the jury's out there. People can blame and criticize whoever they want to. But as far as we're concerned, I think what comes to us as a party is that we have a nation to serve and the people to be served. The agriculture season is upon us. We need to ensure that our people have enough seeds and fertilizers for them to plant and be able to harvest a good crop at the end of the season. So as far as we're concerned, I think we're seized with much more serious matters of the state than trying to answer to criticisms of who did what. I think every one of us is very well aware of the matters and what has developed, what transpired. But as far as we're concerned, I think we as the party and the part of the government, what is critical to us is that we must deliver on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe, and that the global political agreement must be supported and we must continue. We know very well that there are so many detractors out there who would want to see our country slide into some challenges or difficulties, and we as the leadership are not going to entertain that. We are determined to make sure that the country is kept afloat and the aspirations of our people are achieved.